According to the police in Mogadishu, a suicide bomber wearing suicide vest walked to a group of people who were having tea outside a popular restaurant in the center of Mogadishu and detonated his explosives, killing a famous journalist in Mogadishu and injuring four other people. And we don't know whether the journalist was the target, but the restaurant locates in a very relatively secure area of the city, not far from the National Museum.
What is happening? It doesn't seem like Al-Shabaab is being defeated. They keep coming back. What is the government plan now?
Yeah, Al-Shabaab has been fighting against the Somali government for more than 16 years now. They claimed responsibility for this attack. They claimed they were targeting security personnel in the area. But during the many years that Al-Shabaab has been carrying out the attacks, journalists, academics, ministers, civilians, every member of the community was killed in their attacks. Based on what we have seen and the reporting we have been making over the years. But the Somali government has been conducting military operations against Al-Shabaab to defeat the group. They have lost a lot of territories, but because the group has been in the country for such a long time, they have been training a lot of people, indoctrinating a lot of people. They still have the capacity to carry out suicide attacks like the one we have seen tonight in Mogadishu.
I saw the president of Somalia, I think, welcoming his troops. What is it now? Returning home to contribute to the fight against Al-Shabaab. What can you tell us on that?
Yeah, the Somali government has been under pressure to generate troops to take over responsibilities from the African Union peacekeepers in the country. And to do that, they needed to train thousands of new forces abroad. And some of the countries that came forward to help Somalia included Eritrea, Ethiopia, Uganda, and even Egypt. And this government has started training nearly 10,000 troops in less than a year. And today, a unit of the soldiers who were trained in Eritrea returned to the country, and the president welcomed them at the airport, and he told them to get ready to join the fight against Al-Shabaab, which the government is undertaking as we speak. As we know, the government suffered some setbacks in the front lines in recent months, but nonetheless, the government is determined to remove Al-Shabaab from central Somalia and push them to the south so that there will only be one front line against Al-Shabaab.
Haroon, thank you so much. Again, a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Most welcome.